Kevin, let me talk directly to you. I mean, let me be very clear to you, Kevin, and I'm sure that the police officers probably reiterated this again. Jimmy Savile was an adult. You were a child. Jimmy Savile is entirely responsible for his actions, and in no way must you blame yourself at all. You know, the fact that you weren't able to speak out is something that the offenders prey on. They prey on the vulnerability of children, and they play on the power and the control that they have. And don't forget, Jimmy Savile was an incredibly powerful person. You know, it was very difficult for anybody to talk out in terms of any sexual abuse, but even harder when you're talking about someone who had such celebrity status as he did. So you mustn't blame yourself. The strength that you now have is that having come forward, you are enabling other people to come forward. So take the positive elements out of it. You know, you are incredibly, I'm incredibly proud of you and anybody else that's come forward and talked as far as victims. And let's see if we can now move into a new era where we are addressing the issues, we are believing children, we are listening to children, and hopefully we can make it easier to collect that evidence. And I think both the criminal justice system, policing system need to look again and say, can we do more to take accounts from children so that we are not entirely reliant on their evidence? Can we investigate these things better?
Yeah, I mean, thanks. You know, obviously, you know, it's a great comfort to, you know, hear someone, you know, like yourself sort of, you know, saying it with the courage, but you know, I just wish I had it all them years ago.
Listen, you're a child, Kevin. Your courage that you show now, having come forward and talked about it, is the courage. And people will be listening to this going, you know, you're an incredibly brave man, and so are all those other people. And I talk here very highly of the five that came forward, because if they hadn't come forward, we wouldn't now be in a position where we have got opened up the watershed in relation to those victims that come forward. And very clearly, you know, if you are an offender out there, and obviously we move away from Savile, but if you are an offender out there in any way, you've abused against a child, and you will know whether you are, you should be sleeping very lightly now, because I can assure you that not only those that I know about, that I've passed the information on to the police, and I'm in very regular contact with them and almost daily receiving new accounts from people, but the police themselves are receiving lots of information, and the police forces out there are receiving new allegations. So if you are an offender out there, you know, your time might be up, because this is the biggest position that we've ever been in, where victims are now taking the power, the strength to come forward, give their allegations, and finally, hopefully, be in a position where they're being listened to.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, like you say, if people can find the courage to come forward, then obviously, you know, people that are doing these sort of things, and like you say, they will be sleeping very lightly, and hopefully they'll all be brought to justice.
Kevin, you first came forward on the 15th of October. Once you'd gone public with your allegations against Jimmy Savile, what effect did that have on you?
Well, from a personal point of view, it was just like the world lifted off my shoulders. Obviously, at the beginning of the story, it was all girls coming out and females, which made it hard for me. Then the minute when I heard that it was a male, you know, that there was another alleged abuse victim, it just made it the easiest thing in the world for me to do after 37 years.